Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to AI Hub, the show that takes a deep dive into all things AI. I'm Larry.
And I'm Amanda.
And we are both so ready to like jump into this crazy world of AI and all the like new things happening every single day. Today,
it's wild how fast things are moving.
I know, it's absolutely nuts. But today we're talking about Adobe Firefly.
Yes.
Have you heard of this?
Oh, absolutely. It's generating a lot of buzz, especially since it just entered beta.
Yeah, and you know, just to get us all on the same page, what exactly is Adobe Firefly?
So it's this AI-powered tool, right? And you can use it to make videos, like actual videos.
Okay, hold on. Videos from what? Like, how does that even work?
So you can use text prompts, like, you know, natural language, just describe what you want to see, and boom, Firefly takes those words and turns them into a video.
No way. That's insane. But, like, what kind of videos are we talking about here?
For now, it's mostly, like, short clips, 5 seconds, 720p resolution.
Okay, so, like, not feature film lengths just yet, but still, video from text.
Exactly. And it's accessible through a web app on Adobe.com, so no fancy software downloads or anything.
So anyone can basically just jump in and start creating.
Pretty much. And that's kind of what's got everyone so excited. Like, imagine the possibilities.
I mean, okay, I'm imagining. Lay it on me. What kind of possibilities?
Okay, so think about it. Small businesses, they could whip up quick ads or explainer videos. Educators could create engaging visuals for their lessons. You and I could finally make that buddy cop movie we always talk about.
Whoa, hold on. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Buddy cop movie, that might be pushing it. But I see your point. It's like democratizing video creation, right? You don't need a whole film crew and a ton of equipment.
Exactly. It's leveling the playing field.
Yeah.
But, you know, like with any new technology, there are questions.
Oh, I bet. Like what are people worried about?
Well, the big one is copyright. You know, a lot of these AI generators are trained on massive data sets of images and videos. And there's a whole debate raging about whether that's ethical, you know, are artists' rights being violated?
Right. That's a whole other can of worms. So how is Adobe handling that?
Well, they're being very careful. From what we know, Firefly's AI models are only being trained on Adobe stock footage and stuff that's in the public domain.
So no sneaky using copyrighted material?
Nope. At least not as far as we know. And that's kind of a big deal. It's like they're trying to be the good guys of AI video generation.
Yeah, I can see how that would be a good look for them. But does it actually make a difference?
Well, it definitely avoids some legal headaches. And it shows that they're at least thinking about these issues, which is more than you can say for some of the other players out there.
Okay, so points for Adobe for trying to be responsible. But yeah, let's get back to the tool itself. I mean, how much control do you actually have over the videos Firefly creates? Can you really get creative with it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what's really cool about it. You're not just stuck with whatever the AI spits out. You can adjust things like the camera angle, shot size, zoom. You can add motion.
Wait, so you can like direct the video just by using text commands?
Exactly. And you can iterate, keep refining it until you get exactly what you want. It's surprisingly powerful.
Okay, I'm officially intrigued. So, like, how do I get my hands on this thing?
Patience, my friend. It's still in beta. You have to join a waitlist.
Nah, the dreaded waitlist. So it's like an exclusive club right now. Makes you wonder what they're still tweaking and perfecting behind the scenes.
Exactly. It makes you wonder what's coming next. And it's not like Adobe is stopping with just Firefly. They've got other AI tools in the works, too.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, there's Generative Extend in Premiere Pro.
Oh, I've heard of that. What is it?
It lets you make your existing videos longer. Like, you can extend them with AI-generated frames.
What? How does that work?
It analyzes your footage and then creates new frames that seamlessly match the style and movement. It's pretty slick.
So you're telling me I can just take any old video and magically make it longer?
Well, not any old video. There are some technical requirements, like the original footage needs to be shot at a specific resolution, 1920 by 1080 or 1280 by 720.
Ah, so there are limitations.
For now, yeah. It's still early days for this tech. But it's evolving fast.
It's amazing and kind of scary at the same time. Like, will we even need human filmmakers in the future?
Right. I mean, imagine a world where anyone can create a Hollywood-quality movie just by typing a script into Firefly. It's a mind-blowing thought.
It really is. Okay, so to wrap this up, Adobe Firefly. AI video generation from text prompts. Still in beta, lots of potential, some ethical questions, but Adobe's trying to be responsible.
And who knows what the future holds? It could change filmmaking, advertising, even how we communicate day to day.
Absolutely fascinating stuff. Thanks, Amanda, for walking us through all of this. And for everyone listening, be sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss our future deep dives into the ever-evolving world of AI. Until next time.
Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.